As world leaders continue climate talks in Paris this week, some of the wealthiest and most powerful people in technology are teaming up to find their own solutions. Yesterday, Bill Gates announced a multi-billion dollar effort to support clean energy called the Breakthrough Energy Coalition. He's joined by people like Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, and others. But how does that square with an industry that relies on energy-hungry server farms and millions of daily home deliveries that require big cardboard boxes? I'm looking at you, Amazon. Let's turn now to our weekly guide in the world of tech, Recode. Mark Bergen is associate editor for Recode. He's taking a look at this, and he joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, this is called the Breakthrough Energy Coalition. Tell us what it's all about. What is all this money intended to do?
Sure. I mean, this is kind of, you know, Bill Gates has been signaling this for a while as his interest in tackling climate change as the next big global issue. And the idea is they're pulling together. It's kind of, as you mentioned, a who's who of the tech industry. And their idea is that you have a lot of companies that don't necessarily receive funding for energy initiatives. And so their idea is to back these companies with early stage funding, and then they get to the point where they can grow and they can get enough support from either the government or private capital.
And we should say that this is investing, not giving.
Right. I think that's the idea. And I think they're going to be – they're investing with a long-term goal, right? It's not kind of looking for immediate short-term profits. They're pretty clear that a lot of the problem with clean energy is it doesn't have an immediate payoff, which is why the private sector hasn't been able to kind of spruce up enough investment as we need.
Now, when they make an announcement like this – and we mentioned Jeff Bezos – you have to think of – the footprint of these companies, companies like Amazon, millions of packages delivered every year that come with packaging and plastic wrap and all the gas that goes along with moving mm-hmm. them around the globe. Facebook and Amazon using server farms. I was reading this morning that in some cases your cell phone can actually use more energy than your refrigerator. If you've got a energy efficient fridge, people might not even notice that. But these companies are not exactly carbon neutral.
Right. And that's been an issue, and especially with Amazon. You know, I was looking at the NRDC put out a report a couple of years ago that said that the server farms and data centers in the country put out about 91 billion kilowatt hours, which is enough to power all of New York twice over.
Wow.
And you know, Greenpeace has actually leaned on Amazon this year. They have massive Amazon Web Services, their huge data center arm. And Greenpeace kind of basically said it wasn't environmentally sustainable. And then Amazon came out and said, okay, we're committing to 100% renewable energy for all of our server farms. Apple, Facebook, and Google have all made similar commitments, at least on paper.
So this is not just talk, what they're doing right now with this coalition. They're actually making steps to – taking steps to get greener.
Yeah. And I think – I mean in their credit, a lot of the tech companies actually have more energy efficient data centers than other data centers. Right? They're actually taking some steps more than other companies. But like you mentioned with Amazon in particular, they haven't really addressed like the logistics and delivery arm, right? All those – the boxes we can get. And Apple, for instance, hasn't really talked about ways in which they can clean up their huge supply chain where they're shipping iPhones over from China.
Speaking of Apple, by the way, Tim Cook is not on the list of investors in this, the CEO of Apple. And of course, Apple has had its own problems with sustainability. Its suppliers are accused of severe pollution in China.
Yep. Tim Cook is absent, as well as Larry Page, the CEO of Alphabet, which is Google's new name.
Yeah.
You know, I think both of them Tim Cook has been really adamant about climate change recently, and Apple has hired Lisa Jackson, who is formerly the head of the EPA. And Google as well has committed a lot to both their own data centers and renewable energy on their campus, as well as they're investing a lot in green projects. So I'm not really sure why they're absent from this, but they've certainly been pretty outspoken about it recently.
So what are you expecting now from this group and groups like this, the Breakthrough Energy Coalition?
Right. I mean, I think the main issue, and they've addressed this, is that, you know, this is going to be a public-private partnership, right? And they require, they're saying, you know, government needs to invest in research as well, which is a little bit tricky because, you know, so much of it depends on now in the UN is sitting and making these decisions about climate change, and you have a lot of government and geopolitics that need to be sorted out. And it's kind of interesting, you know, tech has always been, well, we're going to lead on a tech solution first, right? And so, but so much of what happens now is going to depend on what governments and do. And
yeah, well,
kind of out of their hands.
President Obama did say today that the technology is advancing, and that's one of the reasons why the world may be able to actually tackle this problem in a more substantial way.
Sure. Yeah. And we've seen this in the past, though, you know, where governments have backed solar companies and haven't really panned out, and they've got a lot of political backlash. And so, you know, some of these investments, they are investments, they're bets, and some of the companies might succeed and some of them might fail. So that would be kind of interesting to see how that's received if, to say that this fund backs a new company that ends up going nowhere.
That's Mark Bergen, associate editor for Recode, speaking with us about how the tech industry is getting involved in the fight against climate change. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.